the Belladonna interview. So, how you doing?
Awesome. Nice cold fall day here in Syracuse, you know?
Yeah, we get a lot of those, you know that. How's the tour going, man?
Oh, it's excellent, man. It's just like, you know, just what you imagine a good metal show, you know, just full, just kick-ass. I like Priest a lot, so it's nice to be around a band that you enjoy playing with, too.
Right. How'd you guys get hooked up on the Priest tour?
I guess really the band always, they were looking for us to actually come out on the road with us, and they kind of sussed us down and hunted us down, and Rob Halford talked, and we worked it out just pretty quickly, you know.
Right.
We had the perfect timing, you know, we just came off the European run.
And how'd that go?
Oh, it was amazing. It was all festivals, you know, maybe 2, 3, 4, or 5, you know, headlining shows, small little pop in, pop out, but mainly outdoor festivals, and it was kick ass.
Right. What's the biggest crowd you guys have played in front of so far on this tour?
I think 75,000.
That's a good crowd.
Yeah.
So, now that you guys are all back together, stuff. What led to you coming back to Anthrax? I mean, it was for a few years you were gone. What finally led it back? And how are you really enjoying being back with the guys doing the thing again?
I got a call from management, and Chuck, he mentioned that they wanted to try to put a reunion together. It's been 20 years, you know, and getting any younger, and you know, and for whatever other reasons, you know, hey, maybe it'd be a good thing to, you know, for me, it's like I haven't really had a chance to finish what we actually started. I thought we had a good thing going at the time, and whatever they wanted to make a change, vocal style-wise or whatever, neither they with me, so. But they thought it'd be a cool idea to put it together, and I was totally for it, and I guess they had to really get a hold of Frank and Danny yet, and I was definitely down with it, and it's been going great. I mean, we're getting along great. We're playing great. I think we're a lot better than we've ever been. You know, we're as serious and as efficient as we can be, and we're very business-oriented more, and we're more conscious of budgets and everything that you can think of that you've actually gone through in the years that you may not have experienced well enough or enjoyed or needed to explore differently, we're doing, you know.
Right. Now, one of the things that I love about you guys turned me on to the Judge Dredd thing with I Am the Law back in the day, and I became obsessed with it. I'm going to ask you, out of curiosity, what did you think of the Judge Dredd movie that came out with Stallone?
I actually did not see it. I heard it sucked.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't. Sorry. And yeah, I heard it sucked. I don't know. I mean, I would like to have a song, and I thought maybe something like that would have been cool for that song, but I don't know.
Were you kind of bummed maybe that they didn't use that in the movie, even over the credits or something, you know?
Well, I was in around those guys at the time, so I don't know what their feelings were towards it. For me, when I heard about it, I was figuring maybe by chance would they kind of stick it in there. That'd be kind of cool, but obviously they didn't.
I mean, it is a definitive song about Judge Dredd. You know, it's kind of like the situation with Blue Oyster Cult. They made how many Godzilla movies, and they made that new crappy one, and yet they refused to use the ultimate Godzilla song in the movie. You know?
It's nice to have a good old popular tune. And you look at the old, like these movies that come out now, and they put an old good tune in it, and it kind of pumps the song right up. Look like Tom Cruise, you know, the Bob Seger tune, or you know, certain songs will really kind of place themselves in a movie, kind of cool.
Right. Well, how's your studio thing going?
I haven't really done much in it for my own stuff, really. I found that, you know, doing a lot of my own stuff and trying to put as much time as I can there, so I don't really, because I get sort of bogged down sometimes with certain bands, that whether, A, they don't really know how long they want to do it for or what they really want to do with it, and do they want my help or do they just want to go in and bang it out? And sometimes it's like a long period of time because they're, like, developing a little bit of cash and stuff, and lately I really haven't gotten a lot of calls, which is okay because I've been so busy anyhow, but I'm able to do things for people, but I don't know if there's a lot of people looking to do a studio or know of me having one.
Right.
But mainly it's for ideas for myself. I mean, but, you know, I've done, I don't know, 4 or 5 record, you know, CDs.
Mostly local bands in the area? Like, just because this is based out of Syracuse, this web, like what local bands have you worked with out there?
There was a band in Eddie Current. There was Lost Soul.
Lost Soul Division?
Yeah, what else? Band out of Rochester. I mean, a lot of these guys didn't even have names yet, you know.
Oh, really?
Jolly Roger, I think, maybe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'd have to go back and look. I mean, there's some of them, I forget their names. I just know the people so well, I just forgot all about the names of the band. There's some different array of music, you know. Some of it was rock and roll, some of it was like a more of a pop metal. That was the other one, Lost Soul was like a really like a hardcore rap thrash, you know, and the Eddie Current was more of like a Third Eye Blind. God, I don't know. You know, it's hard to explain. You know, like kind of like a blues rock. So I, you know, I'm up for all of it because I like a lot of music, so I can apply myself to a lot of styles that people may want a little bit of attention, or maybe know how to arrange a song a little different, maybe put a hook where there wasn't one. You know, some bands want that, some people don't want you to touch nothing. Like, no, we want it this way. It's like, okay, you know. So you don't know what people really want when they're coming in.
Now, what's your opinion of, like, the current state of metal and new metal and stuff like that?
I think some great stuff coming, you know. I mean, there's a twist of, you know, different tunings. You know, there's a lot of different style vocals, and you got different costumes happening. You know, the speed is cool. And then there's bands that don't have the speed that are really still heavy as hell, you know. You know, it's different writing styles, too, these days, you know. Quite the rumble up there, huh?
Yeah, right. Oh, no, when I get done with cleaning this up, it'll be gone. You'll never even hear that. It's on a corner studio.
That's cool.
But, what's some of the bands from today that you're listening to lately?
I listen to a lot of stuff. I mean, I'll still listen to old school stuff. I dig, I like the Seventh Dust stuff. They got a new one coming on Dark of the Day. Even Nickelback's cool. Foo Fighters, Fear Factory. I mean, it's just, I hate to even like pinpoint certain bands,
right.
But there's a lot of good groups out there.
Now, you and the rest of the band, Anthrax, you guys have been a big influence on a lot of bands coming up, especially guys my age. You know, who are some of the guys that influenced you to do what you do?
Kind of vocalists, I think. You know, like when you hear the Beatles for the first time, I mean, harmonies and just the great hooks, and then, you know, you start getting into the Who and Led Zeppelin and Rush and, you know, Kansas and Yes and all that stuff. I was like, wow, this is wicked, you know. You got this great riffs, but you got the vocals and Foreigner, and then you get the Backup, and you get the Journeys, and you get Deep Purple, and then it's just, everything just like mushroomed around for me. I was like, this is it.
Right.
And I learned how to sing that stuff, like, in my room. I listen to records all night long and just fucking, like, look out the window and just sing loud in my room. And I just picked it up, you know. I was like, wow, I can actually do this, you know.
Now, did you ever have any formal vocal training at all before you started the band?
I went into chorus for a course, you know. In fact, I was just kind of straggling around one day. I was peeking in the door, and I goes, hey, what are you doing here? Come here. And I just, you want to take a chorus? I said, yeah, sure, take a half credit. But it was some stupid songs I sang in chorus, but got to learn a little bit about something, but
right.
I don't think it really taught me anything about doing any of this.
Right.
Because I think it still becomes, I mean, some people have training. I'm not sure if they have the actual, like, the soul and the you know, the feel instead of just the real, you know, the programmable, like, technique versus the heart and the soul and the drive, you know. I think it's got to be a natural thing sometimes, too. I think you really have to, you know.
What maybe would you have done different? If you hadn't gone into the rock and roll thing and been successful, what do you think you would have done?
Well, hockey was a big thing for me. I was a goalie for 4 years in hockey. I was started since I was a freshman. I could have gone to semi-pro, which is kind of odd, but I was at it, you know. I was good. I could have done that.
You still follow hockey pretty well?
Not so much now because...
Oh, I know. That's what I was going to say.
I will, but...
Yeah, they're coming back.
I'm pro football, really. That's what I dig.
Yeah.
I like the Vikings, and I'm like college pro, you know, and then hockey second, and then baseball third, basketball, I don't know. Golf, forget it.
My buddy Gino loves you guys, and he's a big Vikings fan. He's going to be happy to hear that.
Yeah, we're both bumming right now. We're in a bit of a slump.
But he'll be glad to hear that you're a Vikings fan as well.
I did the national anthem there last year. I did the Seattle Seahawks game at the Dome.
Really? How'd that go over?
That was awesome.
Yeah?
I got to be on the field all day, hung out all day with them all night. It was kick-ass.
Nice.
I want to go there again, like, soon.
Now, one of the things I do on this site is called a Hero Quest, and I'm out to meet the top 10 biggest guys in my musical pantheon. And if you had the chance to sit down with one person you could sit down with just to talk to and ask them questions about their life, who would it be?
Wow, you know, I mean, there's people that, like a Keith Moon, you want to know what made him tick, or Bonham, you know? And then there's people like, do you think of, like, whatever, singers. There's plenty of singers I could sit down and just, like, dude, what was it like for you when you started? And how did you end up getting like that? And, you know, what got you into music? I mean, there's so much. I hate to even say anybody in particular. I mean, man, just anybody in rock that's, like, a great singer I could sit with, you know. I'm a drummer too, so again, when I mentioned Bonham or Moon or Neil Peart or, you know, I just like to just listen to them guys talk.
You hear that joke? How many drummers it take to change a light bulb? There's two answers. Either one, none. They have machines for that shit now. Or two, 10. One to change it, and 9 to stand around saying how Neil Peart could have done it better.
Oh,
so.
Shit.
that's a good one.
Yeah, you just mentioned to me a moment ago about you guys are going to be hooking up with Rob Zombie later on in the tour.
Yeah, he's doing we're doing the one show together at Long Beach Arena. It's October 30th. Basically, it'll be a Halloween thing, so it'll be... I don't know what I'm going to be, but I might not be anybody. I just watch everybody get kooky.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Cool. Trying to think what else I
want to
ask.
Of course, I think Zombie. I think they've been out together before as White Zombie.
Right. I know the other question. The Ramones situation, the Ramones thing. I'm collecting. One of the things I'm doing with this site is I'm a big fan of the Ramones, and now you've played with the Ramones.
Me and Joey Ramone went to Ozzy's like listening party.
Yeah.
We walked down the street after that. It was just a goofy moment. Just cruising down the street. And our invitations were an Ozzy CD, which was scratched in. You know, I don't know what this... It was a Journey CD, believe it or not. When I got home, I actually tried to play it, but it was scratched Ozzy in it. I put it on, I wanted to see what it was. It was Raised on Radio. It was the goofiest thing. But, no, I remember walking with him. And then he came to Japan, too. They were playing. Came to the show. And Danny's, like, you know, maybe 5'4", and Joey's, like, 6'7" or so. We used to go see him at the Ritz a lot.
Right.
When I, you know, with Anthrax, we'd go and fucking slam out all night.
Yeah, because one of the things I'm doing, I've been collecting these stories, and it's, I'm going to call Remembering the Ramones, just a collection of different stories from other guys in rock, just talking about them, just their personal experiences, maybe stories that, you know, they haven't told other people before, or haven't been out there, and like other, like, documentaries and stuff like that.
Yeah, my moment, again, was just going to an Ozzy listening party and then leaving together, and all of us just cruising down the street and walking to wherever we needed to walk, and then we just kind of split off into certain streets and got in our cars and this and that. And that was a good night, you know. We laughed a lot. He's a really nice guy.
Cool. Now, I'm going to wrap up on the stuff you got to do before the show. What's the future holding for? How much longer are you guys on tour with right now with the Priest part? Until October 30th, you said, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then what are you guys' plans after that?
Well, we're going to take November, December off. January, I think we're going to do a couple more weeks. And Charlie's expecting.
His wife's expecting.
Yeah. Well, she's expecting. To have a baby. All
right.
And then at that point... Well, I really don't know. I think we'll probably end up digging up some. We haven't headlined the States. We haven't headlined Europe. We haven't done Japan yet. Or South America. We haven't done any of that stuff. So there's plenty of things to do. And hopefully there'll be some riffs flying around.
If you guys go out, who might you guys on a headline tour?
There's a long list right now. We talked to the agency last night. And I don't want to mention any names right now because I really don't know what's good and what's bad because there's some that are like, really? You think so?
Nah.
You know, it's like one of those things. It's tough.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
It's, I can't wait to find out. It'll be nice to get a good bill where it's like exciting.
Right.
Like the old days when we used to have, you know, hey, how you going? You know, when you have a Halloween or Exodus together, Headbangers Ball, or, you know, Clash of the Titans, Megadeth.
Yeah, that was...
We just did some of the gigantic...
That was a...
We were all Megadeth. It was Fifth after Megadeth, Lives of Agony, Nevermore, Anthrax, Dream Theater. But then Dream Theater went off, and we came out. We did the last 5 shows.
Right. On the Clash of the Titans tour, you guys came to Weedsport here, and my buddy Carl ended up actually jumping on stage and giving you a piggyback ride or something.
Cool,
it was pretty fun, man.
I occasionally do that.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah, that was a good show.
We were like, holy
crap. Alex and James, man.
That was an amazing night. That was an amazing night to see that. I consider myself lucky to see them tour because, two tours later, they stopped and they just didn't tour again.
Yeah, my friend jammed with the bass player for a long time and said, rude boy. All right.
That was
an interesting moment.
Well, Joey, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you.
And, hey.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy it, right?
Any chance you guys are going to play I Am the Law tonight?
You bet.
Kick ass.